none can destroy. They'll leave a trail of victory till judgment day. Then there comes a warning, calling soldiers to war. But half of them were sleeping, the other half ignored. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of modern finance. So, the end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, there's one thing I know. We are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul.
Everyone, to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast here on RBN. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zach Daniel. Repair of the Breach broadcast can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Sunday evening between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And if you'd like to reach us during the course of the week, you can reach us at breachmender via email, breachmender@yahoo.com. That's just two words together as one, and be glad to correspond with you. And we're going to open up the phone lines tonight, 800-313-9443 here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. We're going to be dealing with a plethora of issues like we did last week, and whatever you'd like to talk about tonight, we'd like to discuss, and we'll be right back after this short break here on Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and we're Repair the Breach, Zach Daniel here on RBN. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with your calls, 800-313-9443.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Network. You know, I'm Zach Daniel, your host, and we've got a lot of controversy when it comes to the calendar, as you've heard me speak about in this broadcast, but there ought not to be, and there really isn't any when you look at this from the scriptural standpoint. The controversy lies when people look at the secular or pagan calendar and assume that that is the telltale factor of all understanding of time and or days or years. And I had a caller last week on why do we bring that up frequently on this broadcast, or why would it be useful to even discuss these issues. And basically is that everybody's concerned about end times, last day scenario. And if you don't know how to calculate scriptural time from Yahweh's time appointments of the sun, moon, and stars, because he appointed the greater light, the sun, to rule the day, and the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night. And that's how we can know what month it is. That's how you get the word month is from the moon. And so without using the moon, there really isn't a month. It's just a fiction, again, played out as reality. And they call them months without using the moon, the calendar, that being the Gregorian calendar, and named after Pope Gregory. And it's from January through December, and each month is named after a pagan idol or pagan deity, or from heathen roots. Like we discussed before, January was Janus, which was a two-headed pagan deity of Rome, such as, you can go on down the line, June would be Juno, which was the wife of Jupiter or Zeus. And many are going to celebrate an appointment, a feast in Scripture quite too soon next week about this time. Many will be celebrating what they think is the day of Pentecost. In fact, many of the pagan calendars will state that Pentecost will be what the pagan calendar says, May 27th. That would not be correct. Again, that is not correct. In fact, the reason that cannot be correct is that in Scripture, the day of Pentecost, which is determined by the moon, like all the other feasts and the Sabbath and so forth, the day of Pentecost had two counts. When the day of Pentecost has fully come, you can find this in Acts chapter 2, verse. I'll just read the chapter. It's pretty exhaustive. But the day of Pentecost, the feast of Pentecost, was and is celebrated always in the summer month. And it's always going to be in the fourth month, the fourth moon, not April, okay? But it'll be in the fourth moon. And right now we're in the third moon, and we are, with the pagan calendars, it's May 20th, but really it's actually the 20th day of the third moon, even though they say May is the fifth month. It doesn't use the moon, so it's just a quasi-month, and so the order's actually not correct, really not the fifth month, scripturally speaking. It might be the fifth month on the pagan calendar. But again, the day of Pentecost is celebrated in the summer. You had the first feast, major feast, which was Passover unleavened bread, and in between those 7-8 days, a Passover and unleavened bread was the Feast of First Fruits, and that was always in the spring or the beginning of the year. Beginning of the year is not in the dead of winter come January 1st, scripturally speaking, because there's nothing new. It's not a new year, really, because it's still in the dead of winter. It's in the darkness, still cold. Things are sleeping still. But when you start realizing from a scriptural standpoint, the new year begins when things become green again and trees begin to bud again. And the day of Pentecost was the summer. Yahweh had three major feasts that the children of Israel are to be kept, are to keep. Now you might say, well, I'm a Gentile and I'm a Christian, Zach, and I go to church and I don't need to keep any of these feasts and I'm a New Testament Christian. Well, I might point out to you that if you study your New Testament a little bit more closely, you will find that all of the apostles and the early assembly, the true congregation of Yahweh, were keeping the weekly Sabbath, the day of the new moon, the feast of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. They were, again, keeping the feast of unleavened bread in Acts chapter 20. And, of course, the apostle Shaul, as his manner was, he kept the feast or the Shabbat, which is also the first feast mentioned in Leviticus 23, was keeping the Sabbath with Gentiles. You know, the weekly Sabbath, not Saturday, not Sunday perpetually, not Friday or any Monday through Thursday or Friday pagan weekday. None of those days perpetually could be the weekly Sabbath. Again, you need to find the new moon first, because you can't find the seventh day of the week unless you find the first day of the month, the day of the new moon. So the day of Pentecost really is the middle of the three feasts from spring, summer, and fall. Those are the three major feasts. So many are going to attempt to celebrate, and I know many do it sincerely, and I'm not trying to. If people are striving to keep the day of Pentecost, I commend them for that. If people are keeping a Friday evening to Saturday Sabbath, though it's incorrect scripturally, I commend them for realizing the need for keeping the Sabbath. But the problem is, again, it's not the true Sabbath of Scripture. Sunday isn't the Sabbath as well, as we know that, again, this pagan cycle of time, this so-called pagan seven-day perpetual weekly cycle, which, again, does not stop for nothing, kind of like a hamster and a wheel, as we've stated many times. It doesn't stop for the moon. It doesn't stop for Yahweh's greater lights or lesser lights. The sun and moon and stars are the greater lights and lesser lights. And so the Feast of Pentecost, the Day of Pentecost, there was two counts to arrive to the Day of Pentecost when it's fully come. When it fully comes, you would have counted first and foremost of two counts. The first count, you would have counted seven Sabbaths complete. This is found in Leviticus chapter 23. And then after seven Sabbaths would be completed, you would then number 50 days, which would be a total of 100 or 99 days, but then you got to take into account the three new moon days, which, again, would total 102 days. The significance of this is there's two counts involved. Many just count seven Sabbaths, and then they number just one day. Didn't say in Leviticus 23 to add one day or, you know, plus one day. It says you number or you count first seven Sabbaths. That's the first count. That's why it's called the Feast of Weeks. And then the day of Pentecost. So there's two different counts intertwined. And the first count is numbering or counting seven Sabbaths, which we already completed, by the way. And that was completed with the pagan calendar states from Tuesday to Wednesday on May 8th to May 9th. The Sabbath, by the way, the weekly Sabbath, for those that strive to observe Yahweh's weekly Sabbath, it's from Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening for the next two more weeks. And then the day of the new moon, new full moon, will rise on what the pagan calendar states May 31st. To June 1st will be the day of the new moon for the fourth moon, which will begin the beginning of summer, the scriptural way of discerning when summer begins. That is why I'm bringing this up tonight. Many, at this time next week, May 27th, many will be, what they call May 27th, May 26th to 27th, many will be observing a, with all due respect, a quasi-day of Pentecost. And it won't be the Pentecost that the apostles celebrated. It's not the day of Pentecost, because the way that many observe the quote-unquote day of Pentecost is Pentecostal Sunday. They'll say, oh, it's Pentecostal Sunday. Many denominations will teach that. And, of course, those who are in messianic movements and so forth, they'll, and even Judaism, they'll celebrate it, Pentecost, on a Sunday, Saturday night to Sunday. And it's just totally incorrect from the scriptural standpoint, with all due respect. Because, number one, we're still in spring. May 27th is technically still spring because the fourth moon has not arisen. And you can't have two spring feasts, and then Yahweh says, okay, I'll skip the middle one, and then we'll go right to the fall feast for tabernacles. He is an almighty of order, and That's why we're bringing this to your attention. This is pertinent information. It's found in right there in the New Testament for the New Testament believers out there, which I'm one.
Have you heard of the privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advise others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Zachariah Daniels, and talking about the day of Pentecost, the Feast of Pentecost a little bit tonight, dealing with the calendar, of course. Again, the issue, folks, is it's found right there in the Renewed Covenant, what they call the New Testament more commonly. And for those, I know there's many people that believe following the New Testament, and can prove this in the book of Acts chapter 2, the apostles kept the Feast of Pentecost, and all the believers, even Gentiles, many nations were there on the day of Pentecost. Elamites, even says Arabian, says it, all these different nations showed up to Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. So these were not quote-unquote, those who were following Judaism here. We're dealing, of course, Judaism wasn't even the original faith of the prophets, for that matter. It wasn't the faith of Moses, with all due respect. They weren't keeping the Talmud or following the Talmud. It wasn't even invented, for that matter, at that time. But in reality, the New Testament clearly teaches that all the apostles, all the believers, all those who accepted the Messiah, Yahweh came in the flesh, born in Bethlehem, reared in Nazareth, they followed all the commandments. They still kept it with a renewed heart now. That's why he redeemed, he renewed our hearts, restored. That's why he said in Matthew chapter 15, in Matthew 10, he says to go not only to the house of Israel, the lost 10 tribes. The Messiah tells his disciples this. But if you go to Matthew 15, the Messiah clearly states that he only came. That was his purpose. He only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And who is the house of Israel? Well, every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation, red, yellow, black, and white, and brown, skinned folks all over the earth, representing Joseph or Joseph's coat of many colors, representing the nations, would have inheritance. And the ones he called out of the nations or out of the pagan practices of heathenism would represent a bride for the Almighty Messiah called Yisrael. And I will say this, only those who are called into Yisrael can keep this Shabbat. And he did say, the Messiah did say, that he didn't make Sabbath. He didn't make Sabbath, he didn't make man for the Sabbath, but he made Sabbath for man. He didn't say he made the Sabbath for just one sect of people or one race of people. He said he made it for mankind, you see. And that entails red, yellow, black, and white, and brown folks all over the world. So he said right here in Matthew 15:24 of the Almighty Messiah, he said, when the woman was seeking after the Messiah, the disciples were saying, hey, send her away, and Messiah, he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us, Matthew 15:23. And then 15:24 of Matthew, the Messiah, he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then came she and worshipped him, Matthew 15:25, saying, Almighty Yahweh, sent, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. No, but in other words, he was being called a dog. I mean, I was straight up to the, just a straight up reproving here. And she said, truth, master, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And the Messiah, Yahweh, answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now think about this. The Messiah said, look, I've only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You're currently not in the house of Israel, but now because of your faith and because you have believed in me and believed in what I could do, you are now being engrafted in. This is what's happened, folks. For those that say, well, I'm not genetically connected to, it's not about race. It's about grace here now. It's not about genetics and pedigrees and baneless genealogy. Okay? Even though when you look at Scripture, many times you'll find that that was the case in the first covenant, the Tanakh. But see, the Messiah came, and he brought a new covenant and renewed our hearts, renewed the covenant. But now he incorporates every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation to be called into Yisrael. Not a little place on a map called Israel, but Yisrael, Y-I-S-R-Y-L. Totally different. And we'll continue on with this, but if you got any thoughts or comments, 800-313-9443, and we'll be talking a little bit more, trying to get back on the day of Pentecost, but it's not next week, folks, by the way. The Sabbath for this week, next 2 weeks, is Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening again. But the day of Pentecost is not next Saturday, it's Sunday evening. Another 40 days.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Repair the Breach broadcast here on Public Broadcasting Network, publicbroadcasting.org. And like I was saying right before the break, again, folks, the day of Pentecost is not next week. Even though the calendar on your wall might say it, it's still not correct because it's still springtime. The day of Pentecost was the middle and summer feast found in the Scriptures. The day of Pentecost, you might say, well, when is it then, Zach? Well, I can prepare. Well, okay, to translate on the pagan calendar, June 27th to June 28th. That'll be a Wednesday evening to Thursday evening, because that'll be the 50th day after we have completed seven Sabbath complete counting, which we have already accomplished. We're actually on day 12 since that time. We've counted 12 days since seven Sabbaths have already been accumulated and counted, because Leviticus 23 tells us to do it this way. And ye shall count unto unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Well, again, that was completed, again, with the pagan calendar, it states, from the time May 8th to May 9th. That was the seventh Sabbath complete. Okay? And then it says, verse 16 of Leviticus 23, even unto the morrow, after the seventh Sabbath, shall ye number 50 days. It didn't say number one day, because 7 Sabbaths complete would be 49 days. And Pentecost means 50. It didn't say, okay, Pentecost means one, because by numbering just one day, you never numbered 50 days. There was 7 Sabbaths that first needed to be counted. Then he says, from the morrow of the seventh Sabbath shall ye number 50 days. So 7 Sabbaths is obviously 49 days. And then you number 50 days. So 7 Sabbaths would be known as the Feast of Shabuas or the Feast of Weeks. That's why you hear it many times spoken as such. And then you number 50 days, which is Pentecost or 50, or Shavuot in the Hebrew, Shavuot. And so when you study this out, you will find that it always lines up in the fourth moon. The day of Pentecost, when it's fully come, will always occur in the fourth moon. This year, the day of Pentecost will be on the fourth moon, the 28th day of the moon. And, of course, the weekly Sabbath, the last Sabbath of the fourth moon, and then the day of the new moon will follow right after that. So you have three incredible days. The day of Pentecost, what they'll call June 27th to June 28th. Wednesday evening to Thursday evening, 27th to 28th of June, will be the actual day, scriptural day of Pentecost. That'll be the 50th day that has been numbered since we've already accumulated 7 Shabbats have been completed. And so the significance is that it's found right there in the New Testament, or Renewed Covenant. So it is valid for the Renewed Covenant or New Covenant believer in the Messiah. I mean, all the apostles kept it. So why do many, quote-unquote, believers in the New Covenant refuse to follow it when it's right there in the New Covenant? It's because there's a spirit of lawlessness or a Torahlessness in this world, particularly in the church world, in the Christian realm, regardless of what denomination. You know, from, you name it, I don't care what denomination. And, of course, the mother of all denominations is the Roman Catholic Christian Church. They are the mother of all churches. Absolutely, because they are the ones that put the word church. They're the ones that had all the original Hebrew Renewed Covenant and have kept back from the and kept it back from the common folk. I mean, for 1,000 years, they kept it without even giving it to the common folks. Now, think about it. There had been tampering going on, you know, the monks monkeying around with the manuscripts up in the monastery, without a doubt, because it was fulfilled, it was prophesied in Scripture. And so the Protestants, who protest their mother, literally, they are their spiritual mother, they being the Roman Church, they are indeed the mother of all churches. So why are none of them keeping the day of Pentecost? They'll say, oh, that's Judaizing. Well, no, it's not, because it's right there in the New Testament. All the Gentiles were keeping the Sabbath. We're keeping the Feast of Pentecost. We're keeping the Feast of Unleavened Bread in Acts 20. Acts 27, they're keeping the Day of Atonement. Why didn't they just take those texts out then? I mean, we know they took the name of Yahweh out over 7,000 times. You know, the only name for the Messiah that the prophets ever called upon was the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh. And he had the same name when he came in the flesh, so he didn't change his name. He didn't change his timepiece, the sun, moon, and stars either. And he didn't change his appointment book for us to keep. You know, right there, Psalms 104:19, where it says that he appointed the moon for, you know, for seasons, for feasts, for Moedim. Is the Hebrew word for feast, an appointment. And, of course, the first feast we read here in Leviticus 23 is found the weekly Sabbath. So we know the Sabbath couldn't be, you know, by a perpetual pagan calendar. Can't be Sunday, can't be Saturday again, can't be Friday. You know, Islam keeps Thursday evening to Friday evening perpetually. They think that's the seventh day. And at one time, on the pagan calendar, the counterfeit that is, it was a seventh day. You know, at one time it was a seventh day, but it wasn't the seventh day. That's why, again, Islam keeps Thursday to Friday, because at one time, before Constantine changed Sunday, day two, to day one, which Saturday occupied Kronos, the day of Saturn, which was first in order, first in time, first in line, it was known as Saturday, which was the first day of the week. Sunday was day number two. Okay, so you had Friday as day number seven. That's why you have Islam keeping Thursday evening to Friday evening as the seventh day of the week. And again, on a pagan calendar, at one time it was correct. Of course, can't mix a lie and a fiction, or a lie and truth together. It never can be correct. But on a false system of a seven-day perpetual cycle, that was correct, but it wasn't scripturally right, scripturally correct. It might have been correct in their calendar system, but it wasn't correct in Yahweh's timepiece for man. Remember, he made Sabbath for man. He didn't make man for the Sabbath. And people say, well, didn't the Messiah break the Sabbath, so we don't need to keep the Sabbath anymore? Zach, aren't you way out there? No, I'm actually right here. And the Messiah kept the Sabbath. Well, didn't he break it? No, he didn't break his Torah, his law, his commandments. And if he gave us an example to keep, and Paul or Shaul gave us an example to keep, the Sabbath right there in the New Testament, why are the pastors today in the pulpits depriving the people that show up for their services? How come they're being deprived? Because the reason why they're being deprived is because they don't, number one, discern the time or realize that it's for them. They think it's done away with. When the scriptures clearly teach that it's for us today. We got Dylan in Texas. Welcome, Dylan. How are you doing, my friend?
Real good. Hallelujah, Yahweh, brother.
Praise Yahweh.
Yeah, I got a question here regarding the calculation of the day of Pentecost based on the seven Sabbaths plus 50 days from Passover. Is that the correct biblical calculation I'm going on right, the way I said it?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you would wait till the wave sheaf offering, which is on Abib 16, 2 days after Passover, the 15th, first day of unleavened bread on the 16th, was the day of resurrection, the day of the Messiah's resurrection, because it was also the Feast of First Fruits within Unleavened Bread feast. There was the first Feast of First Fruits. Absolutely. Then the first Sabbath, which would be the first moon 22nd day, that's one of seven Sabbaths. Then 129 of the full new moon calendar, that would be the two of seven. And seven of seven, again, has been completed already as of what they call May 8th to May 9th.
Okay.
So now we're on day 12 of the Omer count of 50 days now.
Okay.
Now we're counting 50 days.
Anyway, I came up about a day off. I came up anyway. I want to make sure I'm cooking with gas here. The Passover was on what the pagans call March 16th to March 17th. Was that correct?
Yeah, you know what? That sounds correct. I'm going to look real quick. I have it written down. Yeah, absolutely. It was it was the 16th to the 17th, I believe, on the pagan calendar of March.
Okay. All right. See, I had counted, let's see, that was, and then the what the pagans call March 17th to 18th was the first Sabbath of those seven Sabbaths, right?
Here. It was actually the that would be the first. See, that would be the Passover, first day of unleavened bread. The 16th was the Passover. The 17th to the 18th was first day of unleavened bread. And then when you got to the 19th, you would have gotten to the day of first fruits, and so the first Sabbath after that would be the one of seven Sabbaths, start counting six
more. Okay, so the first one of the seven Sabbaths would be with the pagans call March 24th to 25th.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be one, then the March 31st to April 2nd would be the second one, and then through...
Okay, I've got it written down, Dylan, for you.
Okay.
You got a 10. Okay, what they had as April 2nd to April 3rd was the second of seven Sabbaths complete. April 9th to April 10th was the third of seven Sabbaths complete. 16th to the 17th of April was the fourth of seven Sabbaths complete. The 23rd to the 24th of April was the fifth of seven Sabbaths complete. The 30th of what the pagans call April was from the 30th of April to May 1st was the sixth of seven Sabbaths complete. And then May 8th to May 9th was the seventh of seven Sabbaths complete. Because the day of the new moon, you got to figure that in as well.
Okay, so I'm with you as far as that goes. So May 7th to May 8th was the last of seven Sabbaths. So mm-hmm. then May 8th
May
9th, to 9th.
From May 9th on evening was the first day of counting or numbering 50 days.
Gotcha. Okay.
We're on day 12 now.
Okay,
and we got 38
I'm with
more
you
days
then.
To count. We're 38 more days away from the day of Pentecost, which will translate again on the pagan calendar, 27th to 28th of June, from evening to evening. And notice too, another awesome, powerful thing in nature is you will notice that within a 5-day radius, you will notice that that'll be the longest day the sun will shine and have the most sunlight in the year. Then the year will slowly, or the day will slowly begin now. The countdown, or it'll begin to wind down, and more darkness of the evening will appear than light.
Excuse me, brother. I'm noticing it seems that I had come up with that we had the referring to the Hebrew calendar of the third month. I had calculated the first day of the third month, starting at sundown on what the pagans call May 2nd, it looks like I figured that we had a 30-day month for the second day of the Hebrew calendar.
Right, from Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening, May 1st to May 2nd was the full new moon day of the third month, ritual month.
Uh-huh. And so then the first day of the third month was the second to third, is that correct?
No, from Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening, May 1st to May 2nd, was the third new moon day.
Okay, well then I had miscalculated because I thought the last cycle of the moon that we completed, we figured that a 30-day moon, but I was mistaken there.
Well, the Sabbath has... the Sabbath has, like I said, has always been always occurring on the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and 29th. And when the full new moon rises, which occurred on what they call, again, Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening, May 1st, okay, that was that evening. Now, it'll say on the calendar, May 2nd was the full moon. I forgot the word new, it's really full new moon. But
yeah.
You know what I mean?
This period of the moon, I didn't actually base this on my observation of the moon because I didn't happen to observe it, and
mm-hmm.
so I was confused there.
Hey, I made mistakes when I started doing this myself. So, I mean, it happens. But you know what? There's so many, even if you have bad cloud coverage, I mean, there's so much software that you can actually check the moon phase. You know, you can get them right there online for free.
Uh-huh.
Shoot me a link or something. I'll send you a link to it.
All right. Well, thank you, brother, and we love you.
Love you too, man. Great questions, insights, again, by Dylan in Texas. If anybody else here in the last 10 minutes of the broadcast, 800, wants to gather in here, 800-313-9443, and we'll take your questions, comments, or thoughts. Again, the day of Pentecost was observed by the New Covenant Assembly. The day of Pentecost was observed. If you notice that chapter, chapter 2, it clearly defines who was there. It was people from different countries. It wasn't just those who were living in the land of Jerusalem. They met in Jerusalem, but they lived in other parts of the world. And so this is relevant for the New Testament believer that has been deprived by the pulpiteers masquerading as quote-unquote leaders, overseers, who want to be shearing the sheep with all due respect and not feed the sheep. A lot of them don't know this. I know I was there. Again, I'm not setting myself up. I used to be a Christian pastor, and I deprived the people ignorantly, unwittingly, by not observing the true day of Pentecost, the true weekly Sabbath. And if we're going to keep in step with the Father above, if we're going to do his will, we need to keep his commandment. Because he said, if you love me, keep my commandment. And there's more than just 10 commandments, even though those are definitely primary focal points. But you're tuning to the Repair of the Breach broadcast here on RBN, publicbroadcasting.org. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zach Daniel. And if you want to take time to call in to broadcast,
privacy crisis, odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Daniel, and we're talking a little bit about the Day of Pentecost, how many are going to celebrate it prematurely. Many believe that it starts next the call next Saturday on the pay encounter next Sunday, the 26th to the 27th of May. And that's not correct because, again, it's in springtime that they're going to be celebrating it, which is not scripturally accurate. Scripturally speaking, the day of Pentecost was always a summer feast. And it was always in the fourth month. Remember that. The day of Pentecost was always in the fourth month, not April, okay? I'm speaking of the pagan fourth month. I'm talking about the scriptural fourth moon. And that is very provable. And right there in the book of John, or Yochanan, where the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh of Nazareth, stated, say not that there are 4 months to harvest. See, the day of Pentecost was known as the Feast of Harvest. And it was always in the fourth month. That's why he said, say not that there are just 4 months to harvest. Because he didn't say, wait till the third month, or say not that there's 3 months to harvest. Because, again, you can't have, two feasts in spring, and then Yahweh skips summer and it goes right to the fall feast, the Feast of Tabernacles. No, that's man has done that. But Yahweh, because they have thought to change times, days, years, and seasons, and pagan and feasts, and making them pagan. I mean, again, you have the heathen got their pagan feasts like Christmas and Easter. So this is relevant for those to say, well, why be concerned about days? Well, people are, aren't they? I mean, aren't they concerned about their work days and their schedule? I mean, it is pretty obvious there's certain days more prominent to them, their anniversaries and so forth. And, hey, rightfully so. But keep in mind that if we're going to please the Father above, we need to go back to his time. His days and years are by the sun, moon, and stars. It's not lunar only. It's not solar only. It's sun, moon, and stars. The day of Pentecost, folks, is always in the fourth moon. And when they're trying to celebrate it, what they call May 27th, or May 26th and May 27th coming up, Saturday to Sunday evening, they're still in springtime, and they're still technically in the third moon, scripturally speaking, and it's premature. And the day of Pentecost, when it's fully come, you're going to have grapes during the day of Pentecost, okay? Is there any grapes budding that you're aware of right now? It's too soon. So you can prove in Scripture the day of Pentecost is not this coming week or a week from today, or so. You can prove that it's always in the fourth moon, 28th, 29th, or 30th of the moon, usually the last couple of days of the fourth moon. The day of Pentecost. And again, for those that want to keep the day of Pentecost, it'd be fine to do that because it's commanded. And if we're going to follow the Messiah, he kept the feast. And Paul says in Corinthians to keep the feast. He says it right there. For all the New Testament believers only out there, you can keep the Feast of Pentecost because it's right there in the New Testament for you. In Acts chapter 2, again, Paul says in Corinthians to keep the feast, and we can prove that it wasn't just those who were living in the land of Jerusalem. They were living, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia. Acts chapter 2, verse 9, where that states, verse 10, Pergia, etc., etc., strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, they were there on the day of Pentecost, and he called them, ye men of Israel. That's what Peter called them. So they didn't have to live in the land. They came to the Jerusalem, but you didn't have to be living in the land to be a part of Israel to keep the feast. You've listened to the Repair of the Breach broadcast here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zach Daniel. You can reach me by emailing me at breachmender@yahoo.com, breachmender@yahoo.com. Till next week, shalom, Yahweh bless you. Shabbat is from Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening. If you want to keep his Sabbath and be blessed, shalom. God bless you.
This is RBN.